What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Gang, Type 1 fam, welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Movement Podcast. Now, it is November, it's Diabetes Awareness Month, so I wanted to give a message to all my Type 1 fam, hence the name of this episode. And this is, guys, I am fucking feeling riled up right now to give all of you this message and chat about what I want to chat about. So, guys, do me a quick favor though. Please leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app. It just helps me reach more type 1 diabetics and impact our community, which is one of my goals. Also, feel free to screenshot whatever platform you're listening to it on. Share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at type1_Tom so I can reach out and say, hey, thank you. I appreciate you. So, guys, it's Saturday at the time of recording this now. This morning, I didn't meditate and I also didn't plan my day and do my journaling. Now, I'm on about an 18-day streak, maybe a little bit longer, of guided meditation. So, do my morning routine. I wake up, I have a shower, then I turn it to cold. I'm getting further on that fucking dial down the cold. I'm telling you, I'm nearly there with it. So, I have my morning shower. I do 10 minutes guided meditation. I sit at my desk. I also read a page of the Daily Stoic book. I'm going to show it to you guys on Instagram and Facebook. Mega book, meditation book. And then I plan my day using a high-performance planner. But this morning, one of my mates said last night, hey, Tom, do you want to do a 100K bike ride on Zwift tomorrow morning? I was like, yeah, buddy, why not? So dickhead here didn't set his alarm. And this was at 7:30 that this ride was. So I rocks out of bed at 7:10. Get the foot to floor syndrome spike. You know, I woke up on like 7 moles and I got the bit of a spike to about 10. Didn't have a coffee or anything. Had to get my bike set up. And then we jumped on Zwift. I was like fucking 30 minutes late. For those who don't know what Zwift is, it's like an app for cycling. It's like a virtual cycling app. So we jumped on that. And I'd not done my morning routine. First time in 18 days. And I've planned my day now. I've not meditated or anything yet, but I will do it today. And you know what? I see similar shit like this with other type 1s. Because you know what I could have done, guys, today? I could have been like, it's Saturday. Fuck it. I'll have it off. I don't need to, you know, do my journaling or plan my day. I don't need to meditate. It's all right. Have a day off. And then that becomes tomorrow off. And that becomes the next day. And I've been so fucking inconsistent in the past with stuff. I was like, no. I'm not doing it again. And I could have had this hard mindset of myself thinking I've failed the day because I didn't start my day off right as I normally have done over the past 18 days or whatever it's been. I think it's 18. I could have had that mindset that I've fucking failed because I've not done it and I've missed something out. But I chose not to. And guys, this is something that I see. I see something very similar with a lot of you type 1s out there. And what I mean by that is this. You see some bad readings on your machine. You eat a higher fat meal or something that's not on your plan. You break your routine. You miss insulin. You give the wrong insulin sometimes. I have a client who have give like the fucking background insulin long lasting instead of rapid acting. Yeah. Technology fails. Your cannula fails. Your fucking CGM's out. You lose motivation. And then you go into a fuck it mindset because something's gone wrong or you've missed something. You go into a fuck it mindset because you see a bad reading or your technology fails. And you start thinking that you're a failure. I've seen this so many times. You get into that all or nothing mindset. One bad reading. I've broke my routine. I missed insulin. I didn't pre-bolus. Oh, fuck it. No point. I see this all the fucking time. I see this all the fucking time. And I know, because like I just said, in the past, if I was doing something, sticking to something, and I broke the routine, that would become the next day, and I'd just be inconsistent. I'd just be inconsistent with it. And then before I know it, I'm back in old habits. And today I made that choice. I did break a routine, even though I'm going to get that shit done. I made that choice that I woke up and I wanted to ride with my mate. I woke up late. That's on me. That's my own fault. Yeah. But I didn't just be like, oh, I'm not going to meditate. I'm not going to journal. I'm not going to do that. I was like, I can still do it. It's just I broke the routine of doing it in the morning. But you know what? So what? And it's the same with you guys. Yeah. If you get a bad reading, so fucking what? So what? If you break your routine or some technology fails or you eat something that you think you shouldn't have, you switch into this fucking all or nothing mindset. And that's something that you can control. And I'm proof of that. I did that this morning. If I can do that, you can do it. Because guys, I think a lot of type ones are under this fucking illusion that you're never going to get spikes. And if you get a spike in your blood glucose levels, it means you're failing as a diabetic. I think a lot of type ones are under this illusion that we're never going to have lows. And if you get a low, you're failing as a diabetic. Guys, the best of us, I get spikes and lows. It happens. I think a lot of type ones are under the illusion that you won't overcorrect and go low or high. So when you're low, you're never going to eat too much and going to cause you high. If you're high, you think that you're never going to give like too much insulin and have a low. And I think a lot of you are also under the misconception, and this is a big one, I've got an even bigger one after this, that you're never going to feel overwhelmed with it. You're under the misconception that you're never going to feel overwhelmed. Guys, I get overwhelmed. Other type 1s, coaches that I know, get overwhelmed. We all get overwhelmed. It's fucking normal as a type 1 diabetic to get overwhelmed. And you know the best one? You know the best one that I've heard to date so far from other type 1 diabetics? Check this one out. I don't want diabetes to be a burden on my life. Guys, wake the fuck up in the nicest possible way, because you're a type 1 diabetic and it will impact your life and be a burden on your life in some way, shape or form. It is for me and it is for all of you as type 1 diabetics. Why? Because it's always subconsciously in the back of your mind. That will never go. So it's going to be a burden on your life. It's just you choose if you're going to let it be a big burden and control you, or you're just going to let it be a burden and control it. That's a choice that you have. But to say, I just want to go through life without thinking about it, I don't want it to be a burden, is fucking unrealistic. That's never going to happen. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that, but that's never going to happen. We're always going to think about it, because you always need to be thinking about it to have control over it, so it doesn't have control over you. As soon as you stop thinking about your diabetes, it will start to control you and you'll think about it even more and it will consume you. So don't be under that misconception and illusion that it's never going to be a burden. This is what I'm speaking about, guys. Yeah, the spikes, the lows, the overcorrections, the feeling of overwhelm, the feeling of burden, technology failing, having bad readings, breaking routines, insulin not working, missing insulin, giving the wrong insulin. This is all part of the journey of being a type 1 diabetic. This is part of the journey. There will, and I, guys, if this is making sense and you're getting something from this, drop me a fire emoji in the comments. Drop me a fire emoji in the comments if this is making sense. Because guys, all this shit is part of being a type 1 diabetic, yeah? All this shit is part of being a type 1 diabetic. And you know what? There will be bad days. There will be bad days. And if you can accept that, if you can accept that shit will go wrong and there will be bad days, you're going to have a much, much better relationship with your diabetes. A much better relationship. And you know what I also say? We need these bad days. We need things to go wrong. We need to get spikes. We need to get lows. We need shit to fail for us to learn. We need this shit for us to learn. It would be great, for example, if we had no issues ever. Let's say we was diagnosed and we had a run for 3 months where we had a flat line in our blood glucose levels and we got no issues. But what would happen then? It'd be great, wouldn't it? But what would happen then when you get a spike or when you get a low? You ain't going to know how the fuck to deal with that. So we need the bad days as type 1 diabetics to learn. Guys, some of my greatest lessons in life and with diabetes have come from making mistakes. Some of my greatest lessons in life and with diabetes have come from me making mistakes and some shit going wrong. Yeah? I want you guys to remember this. A little saying for you. I want you to remember this. An expert is someone who's made more mistakes than you. Write that shit down. An expert is someone who's made more mistakes than you have. That's it. So they've got more knowledge than you have. Knowledge comes from making mistakes. Knowledge comes from making mistakes. Guys, I want to be honest with you. A lot of this is down to your mindset. Because as soon as you start feeling like you're failing and like a failure, as soon as you let those negative emotions from a fucking high reading or technology failing or overcorrecting a high or a low, as soon as you let those negative emotions take over you, you've lost the fight with diabetes. And I don't want any single one of my tribe, including my clients, because I'm sharing this in my client group as well, none of my tribe, my clients, or you guys listening to this podcast or watching this live, none of you under my fucking watch will ever lose the fight with diabetes. I won't let it happen, but you need to not let it happen. Because as soon as you do start feeling like a failure, as soon as you let those negative emotions start to take over, that's when you're going to start to lose the fight. You need to understand that embrace the bad days, because that's how we learn. That's the only way that you're going to learn. Guys, that is it. A little bit of tough love for you guys, but I hope you got some value from this. Yeah? And if you did, leave me a rating and a review on the podcast app. And you can also reach out to me. Drop me a DM on Instagram and tell me what your biggest takeaway was from this. Tell me what your biggest takeaway was from this. Guys, I'm out. Thank you very, very much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen. And I will catch you all, as always, in the next episode. Peace.